Okay, so I'm here with Lucy and Justin Briley from the Woking United Form Church, and you have an exciting event, Justin, coming up, don't you, on the 11th of June. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes, we do indeed, John. We're going to be hosting Noel Tredinnick, who is the conductor of the All Souls Orchestra and Choir. And we've got a very special event with him and something like 25-strong orchestra who'll be accompanying him. It's called a Festival of Praise, and it's taking place on Saturday, the 11th of June at 7:30 p.m.
Brilliant. So what can we expect from the event then, Lucy?
Well, you know, I think at this time of year, people want events that bring them together, don't they? Just have a really good time. So what you can expect is orchestral praise. So it will be a mixture of classic and contemporary music, church music, to listen to sing along to, and just enjoy an evening of brilliant music.
It sounds into your church, and you make it seem seamless and effortless, but just how much planning has gone into the Festival of Praise, and just how worried are you about a week beforehand?
It's like you can read my mind. Well, yeah, of course, with any big event, lots and lots of planning and preparation goes into it, but it's so worth it when you get there on the night, isn't it? And you just see everybody having a wonderful time. I don't know, if you've been past our church this last week, you know that we enjoy big events. We've had a Ferris wheel, a petting farm, exotic animals. I even had a snake around my neck. So we've had another community event this week. So it really does seem to be the season for getting the community together, doesn't it?
I mean, it's brilliant what you're doing. And I think, you know, what we've been through over the last couple of years with lockdowns and isolation, you know, the fact we can do these events as well and come together, that's something we should embrace.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's so exciting after the COVID period where, you know, we've all been stuck in for so long, just to be able to come together to build community again, to let our hair down and just have a nice time.
Absolutely. It sounds like it'd be something for everyone as well, you know, all ages, you know, whatever sort of you're interested in, whatever, you know, music you like, there's going to be something to suit all tastes. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And we ought to mention that we're, although the tickets are free, we encourage people to register online at our website. Yep. So that's www.wokingurc.org.uk. So book your place, because they are limited. But it's also going to be live streamed. So if people are not able to get out of their homes, they can watch the event online.
I was just about to ask that question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I will probably be streaming.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We want to make it accessible for everyone. But if you can come in person, that's a great way to experience it, or you can watch it online. It's all going to be actually all proceeds. We are going to be taking up a voluntary donation. We'll go to Christian Aid, who are a charity we've been supporting for many years. So it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of singing, some wonderful music. Saturday the 11th of June at 7:30.
Brilliant. And as a church, are you know, coming out of lockdown, I mean, how's that sort of transition going, getting people back into the building and everything?
I think it's challenging for all organisations at the moment, including religious groups, because, you know, these 2 years have taken their toll on people, and you know, people have had health issues, mental health issues, different priorities on their time. So yeah, as a church, we've had to work really hard to keep in touch with people, to keep an eye on those perhaps who are prone to being lonely and isolated. But more and more, we're seeing people come back to worship in person.
Yes, and it's nice. I mean, Zoom's great. You know, it's kept us going through lockdown. And I know you did a lot of stuff online, and that's how it had to be. But just those first services back in person, that must be very special.
Oh, there's nothing like it. You know, seeing each other face to face again, when you realise how much you take that kind of thing for granted. But I think the other thing we've learned through the pandemic and with the live streaming as well is that we can do both, and that long term now we're going to be far more accessible than we ever were before the pandemic, because those who can't get out for all sorts of really good reasons will still be able to join in church services, and that will be a permanent thing now.
Absolutely. And not just people in Woking. I mean, I know you've got people that, you know, have been involved with the church in the past, and yeah, people outside of Woking, people in the other end of the country, they can all get involved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we've made friends with people all over the country, and indeed all over the world, throughout this pandemic. So in a way, it's kind of made the world a smaller place.
Brilliant. It's been really good to hear about, you know, how things are going. Remind us about the event on the 11th of June. How do we get involved with that again?
So the most important thing is to go to the Woking URC website, www.wokingurc.org.uk, and everything you need, including finding the live stream on the night, will be on that website.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you both, and good luck with the event, especially just after the Jubilee. It'll be a great way to carry on partying.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, guys.